is one big family.
Oroville is a very dynamic and intense dance.
And Oroville is for me a place to become.
Oroville is my home.
It's a laboratory of really a new humanity unit.
A dream. There should be somewhere on Earth, a place which no nation could claim as its own, where all human beings of goodwill, who have a sincere aspiration, could live freely as citizens of the world and obey one single authority, that of the supreme truth, a place of peace, concord, and harmony. The Mother.
But one of the most powerful things that it was to me is a microcosm. In my experience, all of the problems and all of the possibilities that exist in the world exist here. And Oroville gives one an opportunity to work on those things that exist in the world. They also exist in oneself. And so it's an environment in which one can know that you're working on global things and inner things and cosmic things by working on the things that are presented in the field here from the material all the way up.
For me, Oroville is very much the Orovillians. Us. And so because of that, my commitment to Oroville is about creating and nurturing our connections.
Oroville is a tremendous hope for a new world, for a new creation, a new society. And these persons are coming with a lot of enthusiasm. Somehow it can be naive, it can be with some ideas, idealism, but they really are touched by the Oroville experience, and they really want to come and experience it by themselves, by helping, by working, by assisting, by participating to this. And I'm really working hard to make Oroville as much as welcoming as much as possible. And because we have a very large and sincere and profound responsibility for these people, all these people and youth from the world.
And I'm actually, after 20 years, more than that, seeing Oroville becoming a place where people can learn things or explore, and I'm very happy to see this, and I hope it will get more, so it becomes a learning field, and therefore also welcome a lot of people coming visiting. And for me, it became evident that it makes no difference if somebody stays here or doesn't stay here. Everybody can bring and contribute something, and people do.
For me, when I read of Oroville, it was in the context of Sri Aurobindo and Mother, and what really brought me here is that I saw it and still see it as a place to help in giving birth to a new world which is liberated from the difficulties of ignorance in human nature and is able to live in the light and harmony and peace. And I have been here 5 years, and more I realize to what extent for me, this is possible only if there is an inner birth, there is a reception of a new consciousness which would organize my being around it, and how little my mind, my emotional being, my body can really birth something new unless they're driven by something higher. And so far, I have not been able to contribute much in external life because this has become more and more a belief. And I do believe that as this is born, behavior changes. And I feel more and more the futility of building a city unless the inner city is built.
Personally, for me, Auroville is something that is just to be, we have to be here and live the experience and the opportunity, which is a great opportunity to be here and try to share with the other people what we are doing in our life too.
I have been here for 30 years or little more, and I just came to Auroville because I saw the mother, and that was the end for me. It was the place for me. I'm not a mental person. I never thought what I want, what I don't want. I'm here and I'm here. That is all. But when I had a serious operation a year ago or so, I really found that Auroville is one big family. They helped me through my illness with their prayers, because it was a very serious one. And they helped me when I was getting nursed. I mean, I was in the nursing home, and everything afterwards also. And I felt they were more friends, family, than my own blood family.
I don't know whether I myself have chosen to come to Auroville. I don't know who has sent me, but I know that I have been forced more or less to come to Auroville. Who, I don't know. And first time I thought I would stay here for 1 year, and now I'm already 5 years. And I space, what I like here, that you have your space, and the space is growing. It's shrinking, but it's expanding, and that's what I'm experiencing. For me, the space to expand and to grow.
Auroville has been my home for the last 18, 19 years. Has been a place of many, many, many challenges, a place of many, many, many possibilities. I cannot say if it would be else how anywhere else. It is a place that I chose, or that chose me. And I'm very grateful for me it's a place of possibilities and a place where I can explore, when I can grow, continue growing, and where I can contribute the skills that are coming through me for others and through others to this place and to the rest of the humanity. So.
And for me, Auroville, as I read from Mother long time ago, it's a laboratory of really a new humanity unit. And for me, my life, my dream, my soul is here from the first time I put a step in Auroville 4 years ago. That's my fourth time. And I want to become a part of this new factory, or part of this new world for the new people, a new race, and work for this race that, for me, in Auroville, is really the place where it's going to be made.
Auroville is the culmination of kind of a quiet search for about 15 years for a community where I could settle down. And I was happy in my home. I had experienced many times a deep inner connection with single people. But in Auroville, it's like that with almost everyone. It's not like I feel that Mother is the only one for me, but it's like she is with everybody, with all the wise and all the saints and all the wonderful gods and goddesses. And I think in the course of time I've been here, she's given me 3, maybe even 4, really big things to do. And they've come at me, whoosh, and it's been done. And I'm so grateful. I experienced a freedom here that I have never experienced anywhere else in my life.
And Auroville is for me a place to become, It's a place to dig into myself and to find and to express the best of the inner being, which is actually something very deep and which is beyond my own self. And this land, this place, these conditions of living together in a community is an extraordinary occasion for me to realize what I am the best, to offer the best what I can, and to serve the community, to serve the project. It's a huge inner and outer transformation challenge.
I was in search, so perhaps an answer came to me towards Auroville, and I found this to be a potential house which is experimenting with all the values which we have had once upon a time in our life. I really would like to cherish all these values.
For me, Auroville is mother's dream. And anything I need, I ask mother. And if I do something wrong, I call mother. So for me, there's only mother.
And a friend of mine said a few weeks ago, "What have you to offer Auroville? Don't come to take from Auroville." I had a feeling that there's one thing that everybody should be able to take from Auroville, and that's the feeling of unity. That's the unity. The unity is what Auroville should be able to give to everybody. And I think it's not so easy to give it or something, or to receive it, but it might be the one thing we can offer to anybody in the world.
For me, Auroville is a very dynamic and intense dance. And it's a very living and breathing organism of souls that are all aspiring in their own unique way for something else, for the earth.
And another important thing for me here in Auroville, with actually a lot of people visiting Auroville used a lot from what I saw, is that we have this fabulous workplace called the Matrimandir here. And for me, this makes all the difference.
Perhaps the greatest thing that has happened to me, and perhaps to my beloved as well, has been the idea of consciousness. We didn't really realize what consciousness is, and that has come upon us, and we have, in everything that we do, our work and so on, spent it on developing and deepening consciousness. And what that exactly means, I don't know, but I'm not the same person that came here 11 years ago. I am more conscious, and I have a long way to go.
For me, Auroville is clearly a state of mind. I definitely noticed when I spent 9 years in Canada that I carried Auroville with me all the time, and people would ask weird questions about where I was from. They knew that I wasn't a normal person that was just from Canada. And I was just recently in Poland, and people were kind of dumbfounded by the possibility of living a free life and living a life where we weren't caught in a cycle of having to get up and go to your job so that you could pay the bills, and that we weren't here to make lots of money and have our comforts. So it's definitely a state of mind, and I don't know, a connected, free place.
Auroville is my home. I got this to stay for the rest of my life here. It's very clear for me. And I try to help, to give my personal help for the town planning so much it's possible.